July 13th through 19th. Alma chapters 32 through 35. Plant this word in your hearts. No matter how many times you have read Alma chapters 32 through 35, read them again as you prepare to teach. Be open to new insights from the Spirit. Invite sharing. To help class members share what they learned from reading Alma chapters 32 through 35 at home, you could give them a few minutes to review these chapters and write on the board any themes or topics they noticed. As a class, discuss why these themes or topics are meaningful. Teach the doctrine. Alma chapter 32 verses 1 through 16. We can choose to be humble. To lead a discussion about humility as taught in Alma chapter 32 verses 1 through 16, you could start by inviting class members to share experiences that might humble a person. Alma 32 verses 2 through 5 gives one example. Some class members may be willing to share their own experiences with learning humility. How can being brought to be humble be a blessing? See Alma 32:12. The statements about humility in additional resources might help foster a discussion. You could also read Doctrine and Covenants section 112 verse 10 or sing a hymn about humility, such as Be Thou Humble. As a class, see hymns number 130. Alma chapter 32 verses 17 through 43. We exercise faith in Jesus Christ by planting and nourishing His Word in our hearts. We sometimes think of worship only as being the things we do in formal settings, like a church building. See Alma chapter 32 verses 5, 9, and 11. But Alma's definition of worship is much broader. For example, he taught that developing and exercising faith in Jesus Christ is an important form of worship that can take place outside a formal setting. To help your class understand this principle, you might draw a picture of a seed and a tree on the board and discuss questions like the following. What does the seed represent? See Alma chapter 32 verse 28 and chapter 33 verses 22 and 23. How can we plant the seed or testimony of Jesus Christ and His atonement in our hearts and nourish it? See Alma chapter 32 verses 36 through 43 and chapter 33. What experiences can we share in which our efforts to follow the Savior brought forth precious fruit? How do Alma's teachings influence the way we worship Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ? The experiment that Alma described to help Zoramites develop faith in Jesus Christ can also help us learn if other gospel principles are true. To help the class understand Alma's experiment, you could talk about what an experiment is. There may be someone in the class who has done an experiment before and could help with this explanation. What is the purpose of an experiment? How is an experiment similar to what Alma invited the people to do in Alma 32:26-36? Perhaps class members could share various ways in which they have experimented upon the Word of God. How have they come to know that the Word of God is good? See Alma 32:28. What might Alma say to someone who wants to gain or strengthen a testimony of Jesus Christ? To explore this question, you could divide the class into two groups. One group could read Alma 32:26-36, to determine what Alma might say to someone who is trying to gain a testimony. And the other group could read Alma 32:36-43 to determine what he might say to someone whose testimony has weakened. Then one person from each group could take turns representing Alma and role-playing how to help someone gain or strengthen a testimony. Alma chapter 33 verses 2 through 11 and chapter 34 verses 17 through 29. We can worship God in prayer anytime and anywhere. You might help the class contrast Alma and Amulek's teachings about prayer and worship with the Zoramites' false ideas. Class members could review Alma 31 verses 13 through 23 and list on the board what the Zoramites believed about prayer and worship. Then they could look for truths in Alma 33:2-11 and 34:17-29 that contrast with these beliefs. What do these verses teach us about how we might improve our prayers and our worship? You could encourage a discussion about prayer by writing words like who, what, when, where, why, and how on the board. Class members could search Alma 33:2-11 and 34:17-29 to find answers to these questions regarding prayer. For example, they could answer questions like these. Where can we pray? What can we pray for? They might also find answers in the words of a hymn about prayer, such as Did You Think to Pray? Or Sweet Hour of Prayer, hymns number 140 and 142. How can we improve our prayers? Alma chapter 34, verses 9-17. The Savior's atoning sacrifice is infinite and eternal. Amulek used the words infinite and eternal several times to describe the sacrifice Jesus Christ made to atone for our sins. You might invite class members to find these words in Alma 34, verses 9-14, and then look them up in a dictionary. In what ways is the Savior's sacrifice infinite and eternal? See Hebrews 10, verse 10, 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 21, Mosiah 3:13. According to Alma 34, verses 15-17, what must we do to receive the blessings of the Savior's sacrifice? What does it mean to exercise your faith unto repentance? See Alma 34:17. Alma 34, verses 32-35. Do not procrastinate the day of your repentance. An analogy like the following could help class members ponder the dangers of procrastinating our repentance. Invite them to imagine that they've received an invitation to participate in an event that requires years of training and preparation, such as an Olympic competition or a musical performance. Pick something that's meaningful to your class. But this event will be held tomorrow. Discuss with the class why they probably would not succeed in the event, even if they spend the rest of today preparing. How does this example relate to Amulek's warnings in Alma 34:32-35? Why might it be dangerous to delay our efforts to repent and change? Invite class members to ponder what they can do to prepare for eternity, verse 33, and make plans to do it without delay. Encourage learning at home. To inspire class members to read Alma chapters 36-38 this coming week, you could point out that Alma was grieved for the iniquity of his people. So he gathered his sons and taught them concerning the things pertaining unto righteousness. See Alma chapter 35, verses 15-16. The next several chapters of Alma give an account of what Alma was inspired to teach his sons. Additional resources. What does it mean to be humble? Quote, to be humble is to recognize gratefully your dependence on the Lord, to understand that you have constant need for His support. It is not a sign of weakness, timidity, or fear. It is an indication that you know where your true strength lies. End quote. From True to the Faith, page 86. Elder Quentin L. Cook explained, quote, when we really contemplate God the Father and Christ the Son, who they are and what they have accomplished on our behalf, it fills us with reverence, awe, gratitude, and humility. Humility also includes being grateful for our numerous blessings and divine assistance. Humility isn't some grand identifiable achievement or even overcoming some major challenge. It is a sign of spiritual strength. It is having the quiet confidence that day by day and hour by hour, we can rely on the Lord, serve Him, and achieve His purposes. End quote. From The Eternal Every Day, Ensign Orleahona, November 2017. Scriptures about faith. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1-6. James chapter 2, verses 14-18. Ether chapter 12, verse 6. Moroni chapter 7, verse 33. And chapter 10, verse 11. Doctrine and Covenants, section 63, verses 9-11. Improving our teaching. Focus on the Scriptures. While there are many supplementary resources that can enrich a discussion, remember that the Scriptures are the source of doctrine. Help members find truths in the Scriptures. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 21.